WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There appears to be a new home of the Texas A&M football shuttle bus service known as Get to the Grid.
We have reached an agreement in principle with the university that Go to the Grid will come from Veterans Park.
College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says Veterans Park provides between 1,500 to 1,800 spaces, both paved and on grass. A&M Transportation Services was notified last month the shuttle would not return to the mall because too many parking spaces were used. Brazos County and the city of College Station have reached an out-of-court settlement with a man who was arrested without cause during an underage drinking sting in College Station 2 years ago.
County commissioners approved the settlement this week. Assistant County Attorney Bill Ballard says the county and the city will split the $23,000 payment.
Brazos County at one time participated in a grant-funded underage drinking program. They administered this grant and used local law enforcement officers to operate in an undercover capacity to identify underage drinking.
Ballard says the man who was not prosecuted will be compensated for legal and bond fees and medical expenses after sustaining a chipped tooth. College Station City Manager Kelly Templin says their portion of the settlement will be approved very soon. A Houston man is admitted to an armed robbery of an armored car in Bryan just over 2 years ago. 26-year-old Reginald Brew II was a driver for Brinks when he and a second person yet to be identified committed the holdup outside the Hispanic grocery store at La Potosina. $40,000 that was taken was never recovered. Brew, who had no criminal history, was sentenced to 22 years in prison. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Records were set at last week's major fundraiser for the College Station School District's foundation. School board member Carol Barrett shared at this week's meeting the results of this year's 50 Men Who Can Cook.
It was a record attendance with 1,750 volunteers, cooks, and people in attendance. It's a record silent auction and raffle sales, and a record amount of money was raised. The net was $178,500.
In addition to raising the most money and the biggest turnout in the event's history, Barrett was equally impressed with the relatively low amount spent to stage the fundraiser. The call for nominations is out for the 22nd annual Newman 10 Awards, recognizing the fastest growing small businesses in Brazos County. Dr. Charles Gilliland of the Texas A&M Mays Business School is in charge of processing nomination applications.
We jealously guard the information because it's a very proprietary information that comes into us, and keep everything under lock and key until after the ceremony, at which point all of the files on the computers are deleted and all of the paper copies of the applications are shredded.
Nominations may be made by anyone, and forms are available at Tom Light Chevrolet, the award's new title sponsor, and online at brian-rotary.org. WTAW is a finalist for a national award. For the fifth time in the last 6 years, we're among 50 stations in the running for one of 10 Crystal Awards from the National Association of Broadcasters. The Crystal recognizes year-round commitment to community service. Winners will be announced in April. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 41 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. So I'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine today and plenty of it. Temperatures will reach 60 to 65 today. There'll be a bit of a breeze developing during the day as well. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Lows will make their way down to about 50 to 55. Clouding up, breezy tomorrow. Chance of a few showers. It'll be close to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Cloudy and breezy. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 65. Showers possible Saturday, breezy with high somewhere between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:11. Let's head over to Austin, and District 14 State Representative John Rainey joins us. Good morning, John. How are you?
Doing great, Scott. Right in the middle of appropriations.
As usual, you do step out of appropriations to visit with us, and we appreciate that. But you do have some familiar faces over there in front of you this morning.
We do. The A&M system and all the agencies and the universities of the A&M system are testifying today on their budget request, and of course, from a standpoint of what we would like to do locally, I think we're probably trying to help A&M that helps our community.
Yeah, without a doubt. And of course, that is in your wheelhouse as well, because you're in higher ed, so kind of a double setup right there. Basically, tell me what does it look like as far as the agencies of the university system this year in higher education from your view?
Well, I think that they all do a wonderful job. A&M has cut their expenses and put that money, their administrative expenses, and putting that into salaries and education and also in research. So I think that's good. Their administrative expenses around 3%, which is probably the lowest in the state. So that's good for us. I think most of the agencies would like to have a little more money. You know, fire service would, the extension service in ag and agri-life, and of course TTI is one of the jewels of the university system, Texas Transportation Institute.
You know, one of the things we talked to Senator Schwertner about yesterday, and that will have to be tackled in the House as well, and that is the increased cost in health care and the teacher retirement fund. That's going to run dry pretty soon, and you're going to have to find some place to fill in that gap. I don't know if it's going to come from the rainy day fund or where, but you have any views or thoughts right now on what we're going to do as far as the health care side of teacher retirement?
You know, I really don't. We haven't gotten to that yet, so I don't know where we're going to go. We do have to do something. It's no doubt about it. Both teacher retirement and ERS are in trouble unless we find some money to put into that. I'm not sure where it's going to come from right now. But we will find some way, I'm sure, to make those things more stable.
Yeah. And, you know, we mentioned yesterday, they didn't even have health care for teachers before, I don't know, 1985 or so. And so they threw something together, and, you know, it was going to work for the short term. But everybody knows how high the cost of health care has gone, and it's really hard to be able to have enough money in there. But you certainly don't want to put a hardship on those retirees to have to pay a higher premium.
Well, one of the things I think we need to do is figure out a way to lower health cost, and then we won't have as much trouble with the insurance side. If we can lower health cost, and I was talking to some folks yesterday from UTMB in Galveston, and they are working very diligently to take all the elements of medical education and educate them in some of the same classrooms, and they see that as a policy that the nurse practitioners and the nurses and in some of the same classes as the doctors, and it builds a relationship with those people rather than an adversarial, a positive one. And it makes some sense to me. I don't know how successful it's been at this point, but they're touting that as one of the ways to help bring down the cost of healthcare.
Well, sure. Again, physicians' assistants, nurse practitioners, those people, if they can provide some help there, it's gonna help, because there are only a finite number of doctors we can be graduating every year or we can have in practice, and so to have more people who are more knowledgeable out there on the front lines, it sounds like that would make sense.
And one of the other things that we have in that regard is that we don't have enough graduate medical education slots, and they're not funded very well. So we have more graduates who are leaving the state to go to their residencies and not coming back. So what we need to do is create more of those GMEs so that we can keep our doctors inside the state of Texas.
Yeah, because they'll stay here for their undergrad, and then when they have, because there aren't slots here, they move on, and getting them to come back to Texas is probably problematic in some cases.
They told me that typically a doctor will stay within 30 miles of where he does his residency.
Wow. We do need to keep them home if we can. John Rainey, the District 14 state rep, with us. And finally, I'd like to get your thoughts on the state of the state, which happened earlier this week.
Well, I think the governor made a very good presentation. I'm a little concerned about some of the cuts, but it looks like he's funding those with some of those monies that are sitting there. So as far as tax cuts are funded by spending some of that dedicated funds that have been sitting around for a while. So I think we're going to be okay. It's going to be a battle. Everybody wants increased spending. All the agencies do. It doesn't make any difference which one you talk to. And the taxpayers are wanting tax relief. So it's a balancing act.
Well, we again talked to Senator Schwertner yesterday, and I'm sure you'll hear from some elected officials here that some discussion over concerns if there's a cap put on appraisals or a cap put on property taxes, because obviously those dollars are spent here locally, and those taxing entities are concerned if there might be a cap out there.
Well, there's some indication, probably some bills that have been introduced. You know, we just have to watch those things as they go through and see how they're presented, and those folks from those from the county and the cities need to be aware of what's happening and make their voices heard, as do the taxpayers themselves. So we just have to work that as it comes. I haven't seen those bills yet or read them. They have to go through Ways and Means, and after they talk about them, we'll see them and then see the results. And when it hits the floor, that's when we'll know what to do.
Exactly. John Rainey is the District 14 state rep. We visit with him on Thursdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website. We'll talk to you next week, John. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
All right.
Always enjoy it.
Thanks. See you later. Bye. 8:18. Let's turn our attention to the city of Bryan. Teresa McGinnis is here. She's from the you're a human resources person, right? Oh,
yes.
Okay, tell us what's going on in your world.
Right now we're preparing for the police exam and the firefighter exam.
Okay.
So the police exam is going to be on Saturday, March 7th at 8 a.m. at Blinn College, and the firefighter exam is going to be on Friday, March 27th at 8 a.m. in City Hall.
So if people are interested in that, I guess there's some qualifications and things that they need to meet. Kind of an overview of that?
Police, they need to be ages 21 through 44, have a high school diploma or GED with 12 hours of college. And then they have to go through, you know, some, you know, can have felonies, et cetera. But they're going to also go through a written exam, physical fitness, background, psychological, and drug screening.
Okay.
And then the firefighters, again, they can have a high school diploma or a GED, ages 18 to 35. And they have to read and write the English language.
Sure.
The difference with the firefighters, they have to already have their basic firefighter certificate and their paramedic certification in order to even take the written exam. And then they'll go through the rest, written, physical, medical exam, drug screening, et cetera.
Gotcha.
The thing to help, I think, right now on the police exam, we're actually going to be offering a study session the Thursday before. So that'll be Thursday, March 5th from 6 to 8, and that'll be in the City Hall. And I think we do that to kind of prepare people that aren't used to maybe testing, but they would be good officers. They're honorable, moral, you know, individuals. They just need some help on what to expect.
Sure.
So that's what the study session is for.
Okay. And, of course, also you've got openings in the city, so you're human resources. You've got openings and positions,
yes,
that are available. Where can people review that?
BryanTXJobs.com. That's our main website for the jobs. And right now we're kind of specializing on three that are in the engineering department.
Okay. All right.
So we have a city transportation engineer, and that's a bachelor's or master's in civil engineering. And they're going to be actually over the whole traffic control and transportation area within the city. So they'll be meeting with the public, on primary public contact, and managing that whole department. So they'll be talking with city council, the planning and zoning commission, et cetera. You know, as we grow and develop in Bryan, they have to think of, you know, the new developments, the subdivisions, the traffic flow, do surveys on how pedestrians, traffic works, et cetera. So that's one position. And then those that are under that are traffic signal technician. And that's more of entry level. It can be a high school diploma or GED,
mm-hmm,
but they do need to have 1 year of work experience working traffic signals or traffic controls. So they'll be basically focusing on that. And they need a level one traffic signal certification. And then the last one is a graduate civil engineer. And those are from some recent grads, maybe from A&M or Blinn or anywhere. Bachelor's of Civil Engineering, and then they need an engineering training certification or a PTOE, which is basically a preferred traffic operations engineer. So again, they're focusing on transportation and traffic. And a lot of civil engineers will graduate, but they need to have focused on that. So you can focus in a particular area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and that's it, and that's what you're focusing on now, but you all those jobs are posted out on the website, and just check from time to time if you're looking to get into being in the business of working for the city of Bryan. And again, what is that website?
BryanTXJobs.com.
Okay, good. Thanks for the time this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.
You bet. We visit with folks from Bryan on Thursdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity. Tracy Payne joins us from the Bush Library in just a moment.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Can you hear yourself? That's it. News Talk 1620 WTAW, talking about things going on at the Bush Library Museum. And Tracy's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. You know, one of the things that is great to have a presidential library is you get people here who might not be here any other reason. And quite often they're from the world of politics, and sometimes they're from the world of entertainment, and sometimes they're just from the world of really smart people. And I think
right.
we've got one of those people here coming up pretty soon. Huh?
I feel like he qualifies.
Yeah.
Yes. Jared Cohen is coming. He was the founder of Google Ideas. He has written 4 books. He has traveled to 89 countries. The list of his accolades is really mind-boggling, actually.
Again, a really smart guy, and what's nice is when you can take a smart person and put them onto some world-type problems, and I think he's worked with Condoleezza Rice and later with Hillary Clinton on different things, actually always going all the way back to the genocide that took place in Rwanda. But he's coming here to speak about something that's a little more promising than that.
Technology and how it can transform the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty heavy stuff, but again, this is a thinker. We're having a talk about him. He's got a degree from Stanford, and he's a Rhodes
Oxford.
Scholar as well.
Mm-hmm. He's interviewed Somali pirates and Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah and just all kinds of – he's just amazing, his resume. He's one of the Times most – one of Times most influential people in the world of 2013. And
wow.
Vanity Fair, everybody's talking about this guy, and he's coming here, and it's free.
Wow.
He'll
so
be here March 6th.
March the 6th, all right.
Yes, and which is a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are available now at the MSC box office in the Rudder Theater Complex, so you can call 845-1234 for ticketing information. You can also call the George Bush Foundation at 862-2251 or go to bush41.org.
Okay, so again, limited number of seats, and you can't beat free. An opportunity to hear somebody that smart talk about what the future is going to be. And again,
smart and young.
Yeah, it's yeah, he is, isn't he? He's not even 35 years old, and he's done all
right.
this stuff. So anyway, this is somebody that if you haven't heard of now, you will hear of in the future, but I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who are familiar.
Opportunity to check him out.
Yeah, March the 6th again, and if they want tickets, they do.
MSC Box Office, bush41.org.
Okay, thanks a lot for being with us
Thank
this morning.
You.
News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In 2009, the first ever office chair racing championship was held in Germany. 70 participants brought their office chairs out, donned with all the bells and whistles. The only rule was that everyone wear a crash helmet, which most participants needed. Wilton's Officeworks office chairs already come with all the bells and whistles, and you don't have to wear a helmet to sit in one. Spend some time enjoying the comfort of all Wilton's has to offer in their new showroom on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest. Wilton's, furniture, supplies, and so much more.
The Aggie Report is next.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over 2 decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
College baseball is unlike any other sport in that they play 4 days a week, have to give the team a day off, so there's 5 days. That leaves you 2 days to practice. Coach Rob Childress addresses the practice issue in keeping a team sharp throughout the year.
Because of the compressed schedule that we do play, there's not an awful lot of time once the season starts to actually have a full-fledged practice. Mondays are our day off. Tuesdays we play. Wednesdays is our one day to practice and have a really get after it. Let's fine-tune some things, defensive segment. Thursday for a lot of teams is a travel day. Others it's a light day if they're playing at home, getting ready for the weekend. So Wednesdays is usually your one day a week to practice. And there are a couple of weeks in there where you play Tuesday, Wednesdays. So the opportunity for a practice in those weeks is zero.
Texas A&M head baseball coach Rob Childress. The Aggies will entertain Penn State this weekend out at Bluebell. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. That's an Aggie Report. I'm Dave South.
The Aggie Report is a presentation of Texas A&M Sports Network, a property of Learfield Sports.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Acme Glass, been here since 1946, taking care of your glass needs when you need glass or when you want glass. And most of the time, it's because you need to get a piece of glass replaced, whether it's in your vehicle or at your home or your business. And Acme Glass understands that and responds that way. You know, if you can't give up your vehicle, Acme Glass can come and do an on-site installation to take care of it for you. If you need a piece of glass cut to a certain size or you want a straight edge bevel, Acme Glass can do that in downtown Bryan. If you have a project that you're working on, they'll help you with that. If you want to get a piece of glass installed in your home, they'll come out there, take care of it for you based on your schedule. And of course, in a business, quite often a replacement of glass has to be done in a timely manner. Acme Glass understands all that and been doing it again since 1946 with two locations. One in downtown Bryan and one across from the main entrance at A&M. They're open a half day on Saturday to help you with your project. So if you've seen a piece of glass someplace and you'd like to have that in your world, then let Acme Glass show you work that they've done around the Brazos Valley, not only in homes but in businesses. Acme Glass, downtown Bryan and in College Station.
Whether you're an avid shooter or you're just trying to learn, Gun Corps has a training facility, and it is the best one in town, bar none. Concrete pad and covered so you can shoot no matter the weather. And a staff of trained professionals that can teach you something that maybe you don't know. For class times and information, go to gun-corps.com or the regular brick-and-mortar location on Texas Avenue and College Station across the street from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical.
How to thrive on planet Earth. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Human civilization has flourished over the past 10,000 years during an unusually stable period in Earth's history known as the Holocene. As societies developed, they had local impacts on the environment, but since the Industrial Revolution, our impact has become global.
Human activities have now become so large that they are starting to push the Earth system out of the Holocene state. You don't want to push the planet so far that you destabilize your own life support system.
That's Australian National University climate scientist Will Steffen. Along with an international team of scientists, he drafted the Planetary Boundaries Framework, a document that defines environmental limits within which humans can continue to thrive on Earth. Climate change and threats to biosphere integrity put Holocene-like stability in the most jeopardy, but other boundaries include ocean acidification, water use, and pollution. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Give your truck authority.
Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Today, a look at how 5G will change everything. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Massive, high-profile security breaches have become so common, it's unusual not to wake up to news about another. Think you're safe? You'd be shocked how many companies' computers store everything about you, including your banking information. One hack is all it could take for thieves to steal your money, damage your credit. While no one can prevent all identity theft, for as little as $9.99 per month, you can get proactive identity theft protection from LifeLock, an industry leader in identity theft protection. If your personal information ever becomes compromised, a dedicated LifeLock specialist will step in and work tirelessly on your behalf to help restore your good name. And if you upgrade to their new LifeLock Ultimate Plus service, you're provided protection for your bank accounts, investments, and even the equity in your home. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 1-800-417-3841, 1-800-417-3841, 1-800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
We Americans have a love affair with our mobile devices. We can't wait for the next smartphone update. But let's lay aside the device itself and talk about the next real breakthrough, something that will change everything. It's called 5G. Wireless data speeds of 500 gigabits per second, just to start. You could download the film American Sniper in HD twice in less than a second. But 5G isn't about watching movies. 5G is where real life becomes what we always thought of as science fiction. Data speeds so fast, everything appears instantaneously. Your front door really will recognize you and open automatically, like the Jetsons. A time we really do have driverless cars and doctors performing remote surgeries. Invisible contact lenses will feed us real-time data when we want it. When's the next train? Where's the best empty seat? Who's sitting next to me? This is what's ahead, coming within the next few years. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. The city of College Station has reached a tentative agreement with Texas A&M for a new home for the home football shuttle service called Get to the Grid. Mayor Nancy Berry says fans would go to Veterans Park, which has room for at least 1,500 vehicles to park on the grass and paved surfaces. Berry also says staff is researching if the city's costs related to Aggie home football games, estimated at $300,000, could come from hotel room taxes.
We have public works people that are involved. We have our police, fire, EMS that are working on game days. Right now they come from general funds. So it's money that we would be using as opposed to using it for something else.
Last month, A&M was notified it couldn't use the mall next year because the shuttle was using too many spaces. Earlier this week, a city council subcommittee met with leaders of the Brazos Transit District and Texas A&M Transportation Services. The mayor says there was discussion about a recent agreement allowing non-students to ride Aggie Spirit buses after buying a $35 pass from the transit district.
Of course, you still have to pay a fee if you go on the district bus, which is $1.50 per ride. But this will help a lot of people. It'll be able to go throughout the route. There'll be a maroon bus that'll go from the district office straight to campus behind the YMCA building.
The new permits are available at the transit district office. It's time to nominate small businesses based in Brazos County for the 22nd annual Newman 10 Awards. The chairman of the nomination committee for the Bryan Rotary Club, Hayden Riley, says anyone can make a recommendation.
Nominate a business that perhaps you frequent or definitely feel is a great representative of the Brazos Valley. You can nominate a company even though you don't know whether or not it qualifies. So don't worry about that. Leave that up to the corporation. That's what the application process is about. If you feel that they are worthy to be nominated, nominate away.
The kickoff presentation was held at Tom Light Chevrolet, the event's new title sponsor, something that was noted by another committee chair, Stephen Steele.
As the chair, I wanted to keep the name as Newman 10 Business Achievement Award. And Tim and Tommy both recognized that that was appropriate, and they made their generous donation toward this effort without changing the overall name of the award. And I think they ought to be recognized for that.
Nomination forms are available at Tom Light and online at brian-rotary.org. For the fifth time in the last 6 years, WTAW is a finalist for a national award. We're among 50 stations in the running for the National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award, which recognizes year-round commitment to community service. 10 winners will be announced in April. A Franklin man convicted of his fifth and sixth DWIs is going to prison for the first time.
53-year-old James Bertrand was sentenced to a total of 4 years following a recent plea agreement in Brazos County District Court. According to the district attorney's office, Bertrand's first three drunk driving convictions were in Harris County, and his fourth was in Waller County. The most recent, October and December of 2013, first followed a crash northeast of Bryan on FM 974. 2 months later, a college station policeman found Bertrand outside his truck, parked in the middle of the freeway feeder road between Harvey and University. An arrest for underage drinking 2 years ago in College Station led to legal action against the city in Brazos County. Assistant County Attorney Bill Ballard says the arrest was without cause and the case was never prosecuted.
The amount of the settlement is $23,100, and it is to be borne equally between Brazos County and the city of College Station. The compensation is for the bail bond and the legal fees that he had to expend, and also I believe he had a chipped tooth that resulted in the arrest.
Approval was given at this week's County Commission meeting and will be approved by College Station City Manager Kelly Templin in the near future. The payment won't go to the city council because the amount was less than $50,000. A Houston man refusing to stop for a DPS trooper 3.5 years ago south of College Station is headed to prison for 25 years. Criminal history of 36-year-old Ricky Cooper contributed to the punishment. Court records indicated Cooper had four defense attorneys following his arrest in September 2011 when he was caught with more than 5 pounds of marijuana in his vehicle. The original reason for the traffic stop on Highway 6 near the Peach Creek Road exit was going 77 in what was at the time a 70-mile-an-hour zone. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Students at College Station's Alternative High School, who are getting a new building with a new name, have chosen a mascot that pays tribute to the past. CSISD board members approved the students' choice of the Timberwolves mascot at College View High School, the former Timber Academy.
It was all student-led, and we just supported, but I, too, was very touched by the fact that they wanted some legacy of the name, you know, even with the growth and the change, that Timber was still there, important.
College View Principal Margie Martinez says the runaway winner for the school colors, also adopted by the school board, were baby blue, silver, and black. The new campus is being built on the site of the former Station College Station Conference Center. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 42 degrees. We'll have more news at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Howland Honda is extending the fantastic pilot sale thanks to an overwhelming response in January. Hurry in now to get employee pricing on all 2015 Honda Pilots. Save even more with interest rates as low as 0.9%. With savings like these, there is no better time than right now to drive away in a new Honda Pilot. Employee pricing for everyone ends soon. So get to Allen Honda today, 2450 Earl Rutter Freeway. Your one-stop shopping place.
Intercon wants you to remember that they have solutions for you when it comes to windows and their energy efficiency. And, you know, they've looked long and hard over the years, and technology has changed the window industry just like it has everything else. Better designs, better materials allows them to last longer, look good longer, and do their job longer. That is, make sure that the outside stays out there and the inside that you may be heating or cooling doesn't leak out. If you've got some windows that are not doing their job, then let Intercon come and give you an estimate on either repairing those existing windows or replacing them. Energy-efficient windows, good way to get control of and keep control of your utility bill. And we remind you, if you're a BTU customer, they have some incentives that can help you out as well. First step is to call Intercon at 823-3639, and they'll have somebody come out and have a look at your windows, give you an estimate. Then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure with Intercon. They're a father and son-owned company, local folks, and they have local installers who work for them full-time, putting in their quality windows. Intercon, 823-3639.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zorneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zorneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
841, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Sunshine today and plenty of it. Temperatures will reach 60 to 65 today. There'll be a bit of a breeze developing during the day as well. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Lows will make their way down to about 50 to 55. Clouding up, breezy tomorrow. Chance of a few showers. It'll be close to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Cloudy and breezy, scattered showers tomorrow night, 65. Showers possible Saturday, breezy with high somewhere between 70 and 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
American Ingenuity alive and well. If you're desperate to have an adult beverage where you normally can't do that, I don't know.
Like, I like where this is going.
Yeah, church or someplace that. Well, I'm just saying, maybe a museum. I don't know. Anyway, or if you're on the It's a Small World ride, there, Disney has that. Okay?
That is probably a little better.
When you might need it. It's time to put on your investment cap and plunk down some money on a Kickstarter called Cool Baby. Cool Baby. The Cool Baby is an, quote, expressive, customizable, hands-free beverage insulator that looks like a baby, end quote. That alleges to make drinking in public adorable. You harness the Cool Baby to the front or your side and you remove this little baby and, little baby cap, and you can sip your adult beverage. Glug, glug,
glug, glug, glug, glug. That's a lot of booze, man.
Yeah.
8-pound baby?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Have to run. That'll be good. Anyway, you got that. All right. Walmart news this morning. You know, when Walmart does anything, it can shake up the marketplace. We talked earlier about how, they want to start selling liquor in stores. Walmart has announced this morning that it plans to boost the pay of its U.S. American employees above the minimum wage in a push to help entry-level workers. And that's in the Wall Street Journal this morning. The retailer said it plans to pay its workers at least $9 an hour by the first half of the year. That's $1.75 above the federal minimum wage. And $10 an hour, says here, by February 1, I guess that's of next year. The raise will affect the company's 500,000 full-time and part-time associates at U.S. American Walmart stores, Sam's Club, or about a third of the company's 1.4 million U.S. workers. So there you are. The news came as Walmart posted its second straight quarter of same-store sales growth in the U.S. On an increase of in-store traffic. This initiative will cost them about $1 billion. In the fiscal year, the initiatives include Walmart and Walmart Foundation committing $100 million over 5 years to help increase the economic mobility of entry-level workers. They're saying they want their workers to continue their education, and they'll try to help them with that and help them complete their high school diplomas or their GEDs and help them move on in the world. The plans on the wage increase come after a group, including some Walmart workers, had been pushing the retailer to institute $15 minimum wage.
Good
yeah, that ain't gonna
night.
Happen. Yeah.
That's a pile of money.
Yeah. Walmart, which has said that only a small percentage of its U.S. employees are paid a minimum wage, said in May that it wasn't opposed to a boost in the federal minimum wage, which is $7.25 and has not been moved since 2009. But there you go. They announced today that their workers will be making at least $9. That will impact, everybody concerned. So just letting you know. Ferrari might want to consider filming a biopic or at least putting its product placement in Hollywood or something, because Lego Lego has replaced the luxury sports car brand Ferrari as the world's most powerful brand, according to Brand Finance. The Drum reports the Danish toy brand scored highly on a wide variety of measures on Brand Finance's Brand Strength Index, such as familiarity, loyalty, promotion, staff satisfaction, and corporate reputation. The report notes nostalgia and a bit of anti-tech backlash may be the drivers for Lego's rating. Of course, it had a pretty successful movie, too. That probably ought to be part of it. Anyway, Ferrari actually dropped to the bottom of the top 10 after... After another season without a Formula One title, and they had a management shakeup. So here's your 10. Nike and Ferrari, you're tied there. Number 8 in a bunch is Rolex, Burberry, and L'Oreal. Number 5, Unilever, which owns the world, in case you didn't know. And they
like that you don't know it.
and McKinsey. Number 3 is Red Bull.
Wow.
That doesn't surprise me at all. Okay. They market like crazy.
Yeah, they do. That's true. They do. Number 2 is Price. So it's called PwC now. Used to be Price Waterhouse, then became Price Waterhouse Cooper. And now it's PwC. They're at number 2. And as aforementioned, Lego at number 1. So there you are. It's all about brand placement, right? Getting your name out there in front of people who might not see it.
Introducing the new Subway Simple 6 menu. 6 of our best 6-inch subs, now in made just for you meals for just $6 every day.
I got it made fresh at Subway.
Take your pick from 6 of our best subs, like the Italian BMT, tender turkey breast, sweet onion chicken teriyaki, and more. With a 21-ounce drink and a bag of chips, the new Simple 6 menu is value made simple every day. Yeah, you so got it made.
Subway.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus taxes, stores for menu selections, prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
One taste of our tender new Subway grilled chicken strips made with no artificial preservatives or flavors, and you'll see we're really
cranking it up, shifting into high gear, and totally breaking through. Oof. I'm okay.
Oh, it's breakthrough, all right. New Subway grilled chicken strips. They taste better and they are better. Premium cut all-white meat with no artificial preservatives or flavors. Try our new grilled chicken strips in the new Monterey Chicken Melt today. Subway, eat fresh.
Do you have a patio, porch, or deck you don't use because it's too cold, too hot, or the pesky mosquitoes and bugs? Imagine a bug-free, weather-free enclosure. A year-round usable space from Sunrooms for You. Sunrooms for You can enclose your patio area to make a year-round enjoyable living space from screen enclosures. Closures to high-efficiency glass rooms for your comfort. Save big during our before and after sale. Go to sunroomsforyou.com. That's sunrooms, the number 4, and the letter U.com, or call 599-5250 today.
Ready to make the commitment to be healthier, to be stronger, to feel better? Then here's the number to call, 693-6100. That's Super Slow Zone. You know the slogan, minutes a week, in shape for life. And that's exactly what it's all about. You stop in. Try the machines out. They have some new machines as they've changed their location. They're still right there on Rock Prairie Road in the medical complex by the Med, but they're now in the West Side building right there on the first floor. But they're pieces of equipment they haven't had before. And as a result, you go in, you try the equipment out, you find what you're looking for in exercise. Then they take a brief medical history, and you're on your way. 693-6100. You're on your way to a healthier you so that you can feel better every day. You go and you work out a couple of times a week. After a while, it shifts down to one time a week. But what you always get is attention, one-on-one work. That's what makes Super Slow Zone different. Minutes a week in shape for life. Call them at 693-6100, Super Slow Zone.
She was out in the town. It just didn't feel right. Her man needed a truck to cruise through the night. So she called up some friends and they hooked him up. Her boy got a new ride. It was the best ever truck. So they were back on the streets in this awesome new truck. And that's when she said it. It ain't big enough. He put her to the curb, turned hard, and drove swift to the only place with help, BCS Tires and Lifts.
I don't always jack up my trucks. But when I do, I go to BCS Tires and Lifts. Stay jacked, my friends.
Your local Tire Pros dealer.
Yeah! I like it.
I do, too.
That's good. About 10 till. All right, so you say, I don't know who Unilever is. Unilever is Dove and Promise and Ben & Jerry's and Lipton and Caress and Axe and Popsicle and Suave and Vaseline and Hellman's and Klondike and Q-Tips. I can't believe it's not butter, nor Breyers, Lever 2000, Clear, Ponds, Nexus, Good Humor, Consort, Country Crock, Noxzema, St. Ives, and others.
Lever has been around forever.
Yeah. So if you put it on it, on you or in you, you're probably a Unilever person.
That's right.
Listening to old radio shows, like from the 40s during World War II.
Right.
Lever bathroom soap.
Lever Brothers.
Where you could clean yourself and the bathroom with the same soap.
Dumb, the soap that floats.
Yeah.
You know, you know what they don't make anymore?
Lava soap.
They don't make they don't make ivory bars anymore.
What?
I don't think they make ivory soap.
I bet you they do.
I don't know. I'm having trouble finding it. I'm having trouble finding it.
Where's that Irishman selling me a waterfall and soap all at the same time?
Yeah, really. No kidding. Can't beat that, can you?
Spring.
All right, let me see. Just remember, there are people out there who make chicken sweaters. So,
see, you got to listen all the time.
That's our world, too. So next time some guy or gal punctuates their presentation at the in the office meeting with a well-timed one-liner, don't get annoyed. He or she might be doing it to be more effective. New study from the University of Amsterdam and the University of Nebraska.
How do those two pair up?
I got no idea. Find humorous meetings lead to better communication and new ideas. Researchers observed 54 videotape meetings of employees at two German companies. In most cases, when somebody told a joke, others felt free to chime in with more jokes until the laughter finally died down. And once that happened, communication lines were open, teams were more likely to propose new ideas and ask constructive questions. I can see that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a shift.
You just don't want to be the last person telling a joke because there's sort of that awkward chuckle in there.
Yeah, then everybody goes,
it's time to go.
Yeah, okay. That's enough of that. Thanks a lot. Rising acid levels in the Earth's oceans can now be seen from space. You know what that means.
We're all going to die.
Yeah.
We're going to die.
Yeah.
Don't you understand? We're all going to die.
I hated to tell you that, but, yeah.
Better in the oceans than acid rain.
I guess that's probably right. Kelly Clarkson doesn't think she's popular. I don't know if you heard about that or not.
Oh, good Lord.
Kelly feels like, well, that she has the plague because nobody in the business will work with her, according to Us Weekly.
Boo. Boo.
The American Idol alum talked about wanting to collaborate on songs, but she says that she's had a really hard time finding artists to record with her. Quote, I honestly would collaborate with a lot of people, but everyone usually says no. I'm not kidding you. I have legitimately asked several people that I'm not going to call out. And that's cool, but I don't know. I ask good people. I don't want people to sing. I don't want to sing with crap people. Okay, so you know what that means?
There's your problem.
Uh-huh. So when somebody finally decides to pony up and take care of singing with this little whiny cat here, then they're going to go, oh, well, they're obviously, by her own definition, there's a crap singer right there. So Kelly Clarkson. She says, I've really asked some people who are great vocalists, and sometimes I feel like I have the plague or leprosy.
Why's she got to be hacking on people that are sick and have skin problems?
I'm just about to say, okay, so if you happen to, I mean, you know, if there is someone out there who's suffering from leprosy, now they're going to go, oh, so Kelly Clarkson, huh? Okay, we're one in the same. Is that it? Self-important? Would that be the word?
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
That's us. It's about 4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tomorrow, the dumbest ways I broke my phone. We'll save that for you. Here are 9 super food alternatives that won't break the bank. If you're drinking pomegranate juice, you can drink cranberry juice. It'll do the same thing. If you like almond butter, just eat almonds. It's a little bit cheaper. Chia seeds. We were talking about them the other day. The little bitty seeds.
That's just weird to me.
But sesame seeds have so much more flavor. Lentils instead of quinoa. I'm sorry, I'm hooked on quinoa. Millet rather than quinoa. I'm sorry, did I mention I'm hooked on quinoa?
You have a quinoa thing.
I do. I like quinoa. Sauerkraut over kimchi.
Mm-mm.
No, I'll just go with the sauerkraut. Then. Nope. No, you don't like that?
Neither.
Okay. Raspberries instead of goji berries, is that what they're called?
Yes, I believe so.
Cauliflower rather than kale. Cauliflower is awesome.
I like cauliflower.
Take cauliflower, boil it, mix a little milk and butter with it, and you can pass it for mashed potatoes.
No, you can't.
Yeah, yes, you can.
I'll eat riced cauliflower.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
It tastes good, but it don't taste like potatoes.
Yeah, no, don't trick me.
Okay, well,
you and your tofurkey.
That's like people saying turkey bacon's bacon. No, it tastes good, but it ain't bacon.
Okay, number one is collard greens instead of kale. How about no one either?
I'll go with that.
Okay.
Thanks, but no.
It's like sandpaper for the inside of your mouth.
Well, it's good for you. I'm sure it's good for you. If you want to do that, that's fine. Did I mention that Prince Harry is dating Emma Watson?
No.
Hey, just
good
let you
for
know
them.
About that so you know about that. Also, this week, 3 major Broadway shows will close. Bradley Cooper in The Elephant Man.
I'm sad I'm going to miss
this. There was a bio on him on 60 Minutes.
Yes, I saw it.
What a brainiac.
I know.
Yeah, he is. He's pretty something, isn't he?
If you get a chance to watch just him taking on the form of the Elephant Man, no prosthetics, no makeup.
Yeah, he becomes John Merrick.
It's incredible.
Yeah, that's how he starts the show.
Yeah.
You know, the doctor is standing there. He's on the stage with him, and he begins to talk about the physical things that happen, and he just physically changes himself. Glenn Close and John Lithgow wrap up things in A Delicate Balance on Sunday, and James Earl Jones, You Can't Take It With You, closes on Sunday. All 3 of those close on Sunday. Those are, again, 3 pretty big things that are happening there. Did you see Larry David's show is making $1 million a week? Just opened. What's so surprising about that? Make a simple change in your diet, like adding fiber, and it can be much more effective when it comes to you losing weight. Then, I had to cough.
Again?
Changing to a new, more complicated diet. The new study out of the University of Massachusetts Medical School found that people who only add more fiber to their otherwise normal diets are able to lose weight.
Cool.
So mix the fiber in with your chocolate shake. Is that it?
Yeah.
Or scotch, whatever.
Put it on your pizza. It'd be perfect. Put it in your pudding. Put it in your Jell-O pudding. The study found that volunteers didn't lose quite as much weight as people following a more complex diet, but WebMD says that for people who have a hard time following a complex diet, increasing your fiber may be the way to go.
Well, over what amount of time?
Because
they could just be shedding backed up waste. I'm just saying. I know how fiber works.
Yes. I was about to say take a cleansing breath, but that's not where we're going.
Wrong way!
Not going to work at all! The average number of times a person opens a refrigerator in a day? 22.
I was 17. I was going to say.
Okay. Night on this date in history, 1878, the phonograph patented by Thomas Edison. 1982, Ozzy Osbourne was arrested for evacuating near the Alamo. Uh-huh. That's right. Uh-huh. Exactly right. And the Rolling Stones played the largest concert ever, 1.3 million people in 2006. Wow. Back tomorrow, WTAW College Station, Brian.
Fox News.